Somewhere in the range of 600 physicians signed a letter to President Trump back in May opposed to the shutdowns that were implemented by Texas Governor Abbott and those of other states, echoing the central argument of my commentary of mid-April titled COVID-19 Mitigation is a Weighing of Harms. The hundreds of actual practicing doctors, as opposed to CDC and other bureaucrat doctors who treat reports, not patients, argued strongly that, and I quote, it is impossible to overstate the short, medium, and long-term harm to people's health with a continued shutdown, end quote. Our own Texas tyrant, Abbott, who refuses to call the legislature into session to blunt his dictatorial powers, should note before decreeing another extra legal shutdown these words of the hundreds of practicing doctors. It's impossible to overstate the short, medium, and long-term harm to people's health with a continued shutdown. Losing a job is one of life's most stressful events, and the effect on a person's health is not lessened because it happened to 30 million others. Keeping schools and universities closed is incalculably detrimental for children, teenagers, and young adults for decades to come. In their letter, the doctors briefly outline all the medical and social harms that outweigh the benefits of the so-called shutdowns, as any intelligent person, ruled not by emotion but rationality, knows that the expected advantages of any action need to be weighed against the disadvantages of such. The fact that you didn't see much about this letter in the press demonstrates that we're getting propaganda, not news. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.